Amen. 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 Thank you, brother. All right. I just wanted to comment on that. That Sister Letitia put in the room, that picture, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. It looks like my little ground squirrels in the back. Actually, it kind of looks like a groundhog with it, because he ain't got no markings on him. But that is so cute when you think about it, you know, because they know our Lord. Fran and I were just talking about that earlier in regards to the birds that, I wonder what they call us. You know, when they see us come out there and put the seeds and stuff out there for them, and then the cherries on the ground for the bunnies and stuff, and the apples, and although it seems the skunks are the ones that are getting most of it, so. But bunnies, we got like 3 or 4 bunnies that we're catching on the camera too. Although I do see them all the time when I'm in the back in prayer. Well, not all the time. I just wish we had more. It seems that's the favorite meal out here for the coyotes, the weasels, and wolverines. But I've never seen a wolverine. And minks, I've seen the minks. We've got the black ones out here, and they're pretty. They look like a ferret, only black. And they're pretty fast down there. Short little stubby feet, I got to tell you. But they live by the creek, and then the muskrats and that stuff. You know, the muskrats are mostly just, you know, bugs and leaves and stuff. They don't eat animals, but as far as I know. But I always thought that when they look at us and they come out, we see, you know, when we come out feeding them, they go, "Oh, look, there's our Father's image." I wonder if they say that. Or what's their names for me? Or like what they say, yeah, the guy with all the hair and the woman that has no hair, you know, because the beard thing. Or they just go, the male and the female. What kind of words do they have? Because we know they have a language. They're always talking to each other. Yeah, it's just so nice. But, really? The beavers rest on Sabbath, too. Yeah, I wonder if that's a beaver. You know, but it's slender enough to be a ground squirrel or chipmunk. They look identical. The markings are very slightly different, but back there we have chipmunks. We don't have ground squirrels, even though I've always called them ground squirrels. So, but I don't know. You'd have to ask Fran about the oregano oil. You know, this is something we should pray about too. It'd be nice. And there's a few in the church family that I'm sure that could actually be very, very useful in something like this, but it'd be nice if we had a sanitarium, like where we could actually look at all the work Brother Warren does, and some of us do, that we send people, you know, this or that or whatever, answering, you know, their questions in regards to how to get healed here and there, and some of you know, like my daughter Mandy is very good at this, and Brother Eli, and some of the stuff that they, it just works, this natural stuff, you know. But maybe we should start something, or if we could just build like maybe an online presence or something, you know, because years ago they had this thing where you can literally, it's kind of like a 3D environment, like you're in a game, and it was a website, and you would go in. It was actually one of our, it wasn't that way with one of our chat rooms, but I was thinking about making a chat room to that effect, where we could literally just walk around, have our own environment, and anybody that comes in, we could help them and talk to them. So, you know, the healing leaves thing, we do have that online, I think, you know, the herbal healing thing. But that's the thing. We live so far apart. An online health forum. There you go. Well, I'm going to check that out. I'm going to email it. Let me see. I'll just click it. I think it'll pop out, and then I'll pause it. Oh, bummer. It's only 3 minutes. And I like watching stuff like that on Sabbath. I cut down. The only videos I watch now are for research. That's it. I'm sick of the distractions from Because, you know, you get pulled off to the side. And, oh, that looks like that'll be a funny video or something. You know, you watch it and it's stupid and boring. The majority of them are just, you know, and it's just distracting. And I can't help keep thinking, like, let's say all of a sudden it's finally there. We're the last 15 days of Plague 6, and some of us feel guilt about how, you know, I should have done this, I should have done that, I could have done this, I could have done that, I could have gotten more people into the truth if I would have just stopped those stupid YouTube videos, you know? But, because I remember when I first got married, it was all I could do to get off the couch. And I just sitting there watching TV, the literal couch potato. And YouTube could be just as bad, but YouTube gets boring quick though, because it's, you know, you really never find much, you know. So. Yeah, the Healing Leaves book, like making a forum, like making a website out of that, or
doesn't pay that much for Coles and
Leaves. Yeah, I know. You should put that rest.
Then oregano oil. I do that every day, twice a day, until it goes away.
Yeah, yeah. I just learned this today. Maybe you told me this in the past and I forgot, but the thing about oregano oil, because like I can't do these antibiotics that the doctors always want to give because it turns my innards into soup, and I just end up in the bathroom all day. And so I always insist on, can I just get straight penicillin like the old days? And they says, oh, no, the closest you're going to get to that is amoxicillin. I don't even want to do that because Sister Mindy was saying, or somebody was saying, if you take oregano oil, it's like amoxicillin. And I do the colloidal silver thing, too.
Yeah, black seed oil is good, too.
And it's in there. This here, isn't this kind of like the immune system? Oh, no, this is echinacea and elderberry. That's empty.
Yeah, that's before you get it bad.
Before you get sick, yeah. But let me see. Is that got? Did you see this? It's got oregano in it?
There is.
It's on. Yeah, it's sdrherald.com/healing.
Yeah.
We should make it into a subdomain. Mm-hmm. You know, not like a /healing. We should make it into.
I mean, there is stuff in here for cold and flu, but there's more things that you could.
Yeah.
Could have been added.
Like those teas we got last night. We got to put those in here.
Tea,
that actually worked. Yeah. You know, I haven't had a coughing fit yet today, but yeah, like an online health forum, that's an idea. And because, you know, a lot of people are going to be getting sick in the coming days, and there's a bunch of people that don't want to go to the doctors because they don't trust them, because everybody knows how their own doctors try to get them to get the vaccine, and now everybody knows how the vaccines were proven to be deadly. Ooh, I'm going to watch that too. Oh, bummer. Another one. 2.5 minutes long. but thanks anyway. I'm going to watch both those videos. Thank you. So where do you find oregano oil and black seed oil? I think I saw it. Frank, come here. Let's see. Is it got? Is this the oregano oil you buy? Because I was just looking at it when they were talking about it on Amazon. Is that oil oregano?
Yeah.
And what do you pay? Because look at that. It's $28.
Is that cheaper?
Remember.
It seems to me, I only get it when it's 30% off.
Yeah.
I get
You get the senior discount on top of it.
No, I wish.
Yeah. You got the health food stores you can get it at, sister. Or Amazon.
But the prices are up. But
Everything's
every
up.
Time, like every 3 months, there's a 30% off of all, you know, the natural products at Fresh Thyme.
Yeah.
So that's how I get my stuff.
Yeah, because they got to restock because it's getting near its expiration. But stuff like that doesn't expire. What's this? Full documentary. Okay, let's see this one. Okay, that was 28 minutes. Thank you. that's the one I wanted to watch. Let's see. Who put the Sister Pam. Yeah, thank you, sister. What's this one? Garden of Eden is the most affordable one I have found. Garden of Eden. Let's see. It's on Amazon. Oil of oregano, seasonal drops.
Garden of Life.
Okay. It looks like the same. Yeah, it's like a similar logo. Oh, it's $16. That ain't bad. I wonder how many are in there though. Well, we'll take a look at.
Drops.
Oh, those are like those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a little.
And how many ounces?
1 ounce. For $16 for 1 ounce.
I think the capsules.
Yeah, those capsules, it looks like it's got plenty in there.
I can't can't take the liquid. It just burns too much.
Yeah.
Got them in caps.
Yeah. Well, let's see what we got for both. Anybody, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's another thing, too. They were talking about this on the news the other day about how a lot of people, and this is why the measles thing is getting up a little bit. RFK was talking about this. He said the only reason the measles thing has gone up is because a lot of people aren't getting the measles vaccine. Like the old days vaccines, those kind of things, I guess they worked. I don't know. But because now they're not even getting those vaccines because what they did with the pandemic, everybody sees how they killed so many people. And, but yeah, it's just, and I knew this about 10 or 15 years ago. I put this stuff on the website. You could see how when the vaccines were in, when they really started pumping vaccines into the children, like as soon as you have a baby, they did all these vaccines to the kids, you know, and it started happening in our day. You know, the last kid in our family that got it, I think it was Luke, and I honestly believe that's what caused him to get sick, was those vaccines he got as a baby. Because they would, you know, by the time you got into high school, you had somewhere upwards of like 400 vaccines or something, or was it 70? It was a crazy amount. I just remember that. And because they're just making customers for themselves is what they're doing to keep the AMA in power. But they show this in the, and you can get this online. Look at the autism rate and look at the dates when it started, and then get a similar map of when the vaccines started getting popular, and then put those two maps together, and they literally, the hockey stick thing where all of a sudden they just bolt up, like in the 1950s or 60s is when the autism rate started going through the chart, is exactly when the vaccines started going through the chart. They did that to all of us. And they're going to be held accountable for that. So. Oh, he showed the autism charts. Okay, good. Because I saw it 10 or 15 years ago. I got something on the site about it, probably on the AMA page. And, but yeah, they've been doing this to us for many years. And then, you know, and like the stuff that they won't tell the people about because they're afraid they're going to freak out or something like that. And you look at these comets and the asteroids that are going to be in the area in 2030. You know, there's a lot of things that they're not saying. Like, for example, the asteroid, all of a sudden they say, oh, it's going to miss us now. Really? If it's going to miss us, why are you spending all these billions of dollars trying to figure out how to deflect it? They want to keep people calm because it shows Christian prophecy being fulfilled. So, the SDR Health site. Yeah, do we have an SDR Health site? Or I think it's SDR Herald. You know, that's the newsletter. SDR Herald /healing. We could do a subdomain instead. Instead of having the /, just do like a subdomain. But since we've already done so many of these books, and these books are nowhere near as in-depth as that encyclopedia that I have. And I only got one left, so no one's going to get it out of my house, even at gunpoint. Because I remember when I ordered the first one, and the guy knew me. I didn't know he knew me. What is the guy's name? One second. Let me get this. All right, here's the book. And I put a big sticker on it. It says remnantofgod.org, which means it stays in this house. And it's got, it used to be, when I first got it, was $80 for one book. Now it's $135 for this book. It's probably $235 now. It has 1,224 pages, 11,000 natural drugless remedies covering over 730 diseases. And who put it together? I'm looking for, because he knew me. He said he knew me, and I didn't even know. Vance Farrell. He died recently, from what I understand. I think he's the one that slammed the door in Vern Bates' face. But, I asked him for one. Vance Farrell, that's the guy, yeah. And Harold M. Cherney, medical doctor, MD, they put this together. And I thought the guy was so nice. And I go, $80? I says, oh, man, I can't afford that. I says, You know, and I says, that's a bit much. And I says, yeah, just get me one because we need one for the house. He sent me a whole case for $80. What a guy, you know? And so I don't know what kind of a problem. Well, I think it was the books. He didn't agree with the books with Vern, but, you know, we all make mistakes. And so I just forgave him. No big deal. And Vern was the same way. He forgave him. He didn't let it bother him. But, you know, things happen. But, yeah, he this is a good book. It's big and fat. It's called The Natural Remedies Encyclopedia, and it's huge. Let me see if there's a website address for anybody that wants to get it. I mean, we've got the Healing Leaves thing. That's for free, but that's tiny compared to this. But in the Healing Leaves, it's the majority of things we all run into. But this covers everything. Oh, I mean, absolutely everything. Is there a website?
Anthony, the SDRHealth.org is available. Praise the Lord. You're going to get that.
Oh, you're gonna get it?
Yeah. You're going to get it.
Oh, good. Praise God.
Amen. Praise
All right, then we'll do that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You could just, all you got to really do is like with the Healing Leaves page, brother, just turn that into an HTML thing, which you probably already did. And then we'll just keep building on it from there.
Yes, yes. Praise the Lord.
Amen. All right. All right, well, it's time to eat here. I mean, Testimony Sabbath, we always go along, and praise God for that. And so I'm gonna get off the mic. But don't forget, 7 o'clock Eastern time tonight. We are supposed to do it every week, so the Lord was guiding us already. And I was just wanting to double check because I was wondering, should we do this once a month or something? But praise God, we're supposed to be doing it every week. And sometimes even more times a week, because I know some of us, like Fran and I, we gather for prayer a lot. As a matter of fact, we just prayed this morning for Sister Vanessa. Keep her in your prayers. And her little boy, well, not little. I think he's like 27 or something like that. But he's got autism and all that, I think. Can't remember the whole details on it. But he coded twice this morning, and she had a race to the hospital. And so, and he coded before, you know. And coding means you just crash cart, heart stop kind of a stuff, you know. And so please keep him and her in your prayers. But we also know that we're so close to the end now. Loved ones are going to be taking naps because they can't handle what's coming. And those of us that can are going to be tested and tried and go through it big time. So if you want to get the ladder rain, you got to be ready for it now. You got to be able to handle these kind of things. And that's why Fran and I are always praising God for these trials we go through. And because we're learning something. You know, the hindsight's always 20/20. Sometimes you don't really catch it when you're going through it. And so, like the 1,011-day house, boy, I was just a big old mope the whole 1,000 days. And then after 1,000 days, the Lord snapped me out of it and said, you know, you got to stop acting like, you know, Christianity's kind of annoying, because every time you turn around, you're saying, yeah, I know I'm going through a trial and it's the Lord's will, but I don't have to like it. You know, you're sitting there moping. And so when I finally snapped out, I says, oh, I'm so sorry, Father. 11 days later, we moved out. So I blame me on all that because I was dragging my feet, you know, complaining and whining and, you know, stuff about living in that two-bedroom kitchenette with 10 of us, me, the wife, and 8 kids. You know, man. But we got close. Had no choice, you know, elbows touching. So anyway, I'm going to go get something to eat. And I guess we'll see everybody tonight in here in the same room, because we're not going to make different rooms for that. And please keep praying that we could stay on long as possible. And again, if you're getting censored, don't fall for the trap like the Ron Paul situation where they're going to say, hey, if you're being, you know, they're taking away your free speech, let the government know. And the government will make sure with their new religious office that Trump set up that you'll have a voice. No, they'll just figure out that you are part of the problem. When they go to do the Sunday laws and all this other stuff, they'll have an easy go as to figure out where you're at. It's like Facebook. I always says, why are people getting on Facebook? You don't have to get the gumshoe out there anymore. That's an old saying, like for a detective, and they call them a gumshoe, is because you only had gum on a shoe. You had to go from door to door in all the cities to try to find the criminals. Now just go to Facebook. And people not only tell them what they're doing all day long, or like the Twitter thing, or the tweeting thing, where it says, oh, no, I'm drinking this, or I'm driving down this road, or I'm reading it. Ridiculous. If they're looking for criminals now, they just go on Facebook. And if they can't find the criminal, they just go to the criminal's families and look at all the pictures that they're putting up, telling all about the family events and all these wonderful things and all these things they do on a regular basis. Every week they go to this store or they go to that store or whatever. Yeah, piece of cake. They find the Christians. They're doing it now with the criminals, but eventually that's how they'll find the Christians. So God bless everybody. We'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock. And for those of you that are on the stream, thanks for being here. And thank you for keeping us in prayers. We pray for you. We love you. God bless. Sabbath blessings. See you tonight. But you got to go on Telegram. We're not going to stream it, and it won't be on WTPR. So good night, everybody. God bless. Or good day, everybody. God bless. Sabbath blessings.